Astronomers reported today that they've spotted two very peculiar stars that appear to contain a new form of matter. The stars are extremely dense. To give you an idea of how dense, a teaspoon's worth of it would weigh 1 billion tons, 3 times as much as all the cars and trucks on Earth. This new material, it's called quark matter or strange matter, would have some other very strange properties, as NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Ask physicists to describe strange matter, and they're likely to bring up a work of fiction, Kurt Vonnegut's novel, Cat's Cradle. In it, a physicist creates a special form of ice called Ice 9 that stays frozen at room temperature. A cube of it thrown in the ocean would turn the seas to ice. Similarly, anything that bumps into this strange matter, if it indeed exists, becomes strange matter. Angela Alinto, a physicist at the University of Chicago, was one of the first to study the idea. She is now getting her first look at the data from the two stars.
I want to go through it calmly, so you're going to get my first reaction right now, which is, it can't be true, but if it is, then it's really exciting. It would be a new form of matter. And that's pretty exciting. I mean, there are all kinds of consequences if it's true.
One of the first scientists who noticed something odd in the sky is David Helfand, an astrophysicist at Columbia University. Helfand was studying what he thought was a neutron star, a dense ember left behind when an ordinary star runs out of fuel. That's what he thought. Then he calculated its temperature.
We were sitting in the conference room 2 doors down from my office and calculated this number on a little pocket calculator and thought, gee, that seems too cold, and rapidly got online and pulled down the literature that shows the best current predictions, and indeed it was far too cold.
Did you immediately think maybe we should do it again with the calculator?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes. We did it again, several times, in several different ways.
It was far too cold to be a neutron star, but just right to be a quark star. A neutron star is made of subatomic particles called neutrons. In a quark star, they get crushed, broken down into smaller particles called quarks, which would be packed one next to another next to another. The star itself would be like a gigantic atomic nucleus, miles across, twice as dense as a neutron star. A less exciting explanation for Helfand's data could be that the star is simply older than they thought. An older star would have more time to cool off and could explain its suspiciously low temperature. But Helfand says he knows the star is exactly 821 years old. That's because the supernova explosion that gave birth to it was observed by Asian astronomers in 1181 AD.
We've researched that fairly carefully. There are a couple of colleagues of ours in England who go and actually study the ancient Chinese and Japanese texts. I mean, in some cases, it's in these old records, it's ambiguous because it's hard to match the names of the stars as they called them to the names of the stars we call them today. Right? But in this case, we have it located down to an area about a couple times the size of the full moon. And the only remnant of an exploded star there is this one.
Another group of astronomers announced today that they had found a second peculiar star, which appears to be only 7.5 miles across. A neutron star that small wouldn't have enough gravity to hold itself together, but a quark star would. If quarks can form this new state of matter, it would be very strange stuff indeed. Unlike most stars, a quark star could be very small, the size of a marble or an atom. Angela Alinto says in theory, you could move one around.
So you would sit it, say, on your table. It would actually make a hole and go through the ground. But anyway, if you could hold it, it would be not doing too much, basically because it has charge around. It sort of repels stuff, so you can coexist with this material.
Physicists have even written papers suggesting that a tiny speck of quark matter could be used as an energy source. Alinto has calculated that if you fed one the amount of material in a dime, the star would devour it and pump out enough energy to power a house for 2 decades. That's far-fetched, she admits, but so was the idea of a quark star existing in the first place. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.